This is Castle Playhouse. From the stages and studios, producers and playwrights of the world, your hosts, the brewers of Castle Lager, bring you the week's finest radio entertainment, Castle Playhouse.
A Long Memory.
Superintendent Lowther's office. Sergeant Bletchley speaking. Yes, he's here. You want him? All right, I'll give him the message. Thank you.
Something for me, Bletchley?
Yes, sir. Brown phoning from Victoria Station, sir. Said to tell you Davidson got out today, and he's going down to Kent.
Thank you.
Special detail for Brown, sir?
I asked him to check on Davidson for me.
Davidson? Davidson?
A bit before your time, Sergeant. Philip Davidson. He's been inside for 12 years. Manslaughter. An interesting case. Happened when I was a sergeant with the water police down at Gravesend. Davidson was courting a girl named Faye Driver. Her father owned a string of barges, nothing much. Old man boozed pretty heavily. Did a bit of smuggling, I think. We were never sure about that. Anyway, it didn't seem to worry Davidson. He rowed out to the Driver barge every night.
Worrying about your old man, are you? Isn't he just as tight as usual?
It isn't that. We won't have the cabin to ourselves. He's expecting someone.
Who, Boyd?
Yes, Boyd.
And Pusey?
Yes.
Is that all?
No, there's someone else. I can't tell you. I don't know much about it myself.
If your old man doesn't give up smuggling stuff for Boyd, he'll get it in the neck one of these days.
That's their business.
And mine. Anything that affects you affects me.
Darling.
Faye?
Yes, Dad?
Have a look in the locker, will you? See if there's a drop of my medicine left.
Haven't you had enough?
Ah, this old river's got right into my lungs. It does for you in the end, you know, this old river.
Here you are.
Oh, child, that's a good girl.
Now, look here, Mr. Driver.
Captain Driver to you, mate.
Admiral Driver, if you like. But I'm not going to have you get Faye mixed up in your dirty business.
Why, what right have you to come between father and daughter?
I love her.
Philip, don't be silly.
It's not only a dirty business, smuggling in narcotics, it's a dangerous one. Sooner or later, there'll be trouble. And when it comes, Boyd won't help him out. Boyd's a pig. I wouldn't trust him further than I could throw him.
You wouldn't. If there's any throwing to be done...
That's all right, Boyd, it's all right.
Who is this young man? What's he doing here?
He's come to ask my daughter's hand in marriage.
And he's come on the wrong night. Tell him to go.
I'm not going.
We'll see about that.
Hello, gents.
Hello, Pusey.
Meet a friend of ours, on my right.
Shut up, Pusey.
Who's this?
Mind your own business.
Well... Where's the ship?
She'll be in the correct place at the correct time. This time tomorrow, you'll be in Rotterdam.
People who travel use a different method of leaving the country, if they're honest.
Who's this, Boyd?
Never mind.
What are you? An escaped convict? Somebody wanted by the police?
Philip, please be quiet.
That's good advice, young man. Be quiet. One more word from you.
Now, leave him. Boyd, how about the money?
That's right. Yes, Delaney, there's that little formality. The money for your passage across to Rotterdam, if you please.
Oh, yes, I've got it here.
What's this?
200 as agreed.
200? It was 500 I mentioned.
You said 200 and that's all you're getting.
It's you who's on the run. You don't tell us, we tell you.
You think so? Well, give it back, come on.
No funny business.
Funny business is on already, boy.
Oh, stop it!
Come on, Miguel.
Look at the money all over the floor.
I'll help you pick it up. Faye, come on with me, come on. No place for you here.
Philip, come with us. Please come with us.
No.
Look out, Delaney. Boy's got a poker in his hand. Don't do that, Boyd. Give me that. Come on, get it.
This lovely money going to waste! You fools! Look what you've done! You've broken the oil lamp! The cabin's on fire! Captain Driver! Captain Driver! The barge is on fire! The barge is on fire!
Police launch coming. A police launch.
Where's Philip?
Davidson's still on the barge with Boyd. The last I saw them, Davidson had taken to him with a poker.
He'll be burned to death. The barge is on fire.
Now listen, you two. The lady wasn't aboard the barge tonight. We never seen him. It was just the three of us. Boyd and Davidson.
But father!
I'd give 5 years for trying to help the lady get away from the law. So he wasn't there, see?
All right by me.
All right, father.
Water police here. Are you all right?
Yes, Sergeant.
You all got away from that fire?
No.
There's one to come.
Philip Davidson. I don't think he got away.
But he did. Look, there he is. That's Philip swimming towards us. It's Philip.
Yes, but no sign of Boyd.
As I told you, we sent a diver down to look at the remains of the barge. He found a body.
Boyd's?
It's up to you to say. Take a look.
That's Boyd.
Cabin driver?
Well, the fire makes it a bit hard to... It's Boyd.
Miss driver?
It's Boyd.
It isn't. I didn't kill him. I didn't kill him.
Boyd wasn't burnt to death. He died by a blow on the head from a poker. We recovered that poker.
I didn't kill him.
Miss Driver, Davidson maintains there was another man in the cabin at the time of the fire, that he was dead. Not Boyd. The name given was Delaney. Was there another man there?
No, Sergeant.
On the 9th of November last, you were taken to Gravesend Mortuary to identify a body.
Yes, Sergeant.
In your opinion, whose body was it?
Spencer Boyd's.
Mr. Pusey, when you left the cabin, who remained?
Only Boyd and Davidson. They were fighting with a poker.
Davidson, who was this man, Delaney?
I don't know. He came aboard that night and talked about going to Rotterdam.
Why was he going there?
It gave the impression that he was escaping from something.
The law?
Yes.
We don't know anyone of that name.
Well, he could have called himself Delaney.
Captain Driver, his daughter Faye, and Mr. Pusey all state there was no man named Delaney in that cabin.
They're lying. They didn't want the truth known. Driver's mixed up in some smuggling business.
What smuggling business?
I don't know. I've had to guess about that.
Or invent the story?
No, it's true. I'm telling the truth. They're all lying.
For 3 weeks during this trial.
Now, don't worry, Faye. They recommended him to mercy.
And so, prison. 12 to 15 years of it.
What's prison to a young man? Now, if it was your old father had to go to prison instead, it'd have been the death of him.
Well, suppose it wasn't Boyd's body they found. Suppose it was Delaney's. It was hard to tell. Almost impossible he was so badly burnt. I couldn't let them hang him.
They're not going to hang him.
What will he think of us? What will he do when he comes out of prison? If we're wrong about the body, what will he think of us? He'll hate us. He might try
now
to...
Now, it's all right, Faye. 12 years is a long time. Davidson will have forgotten by then. A man can forget so much in 12 years.
Mr. 12 years ago. The trouble is, Davidson's got a long memory. I'm afraid he hasn't forgotten.
How can you be sure of that, sir?
No, it's simple enough. Brown phoned from Victoria Station to tell me Davidson's gone to Kent. Don't you see, Bletchley? He's going back over old ground, hoping to run up against Pusey again. Captain Driver's dead, so he's out of it.
How about the girl, Faye Driver, sir?
She married, I believe. Bletchley, I want you to run down to Gravesend and take over from Brown. Keep me informed on Davidson's movement. I think he's gone down there to kill Pusey.
On his barge. You've got no right aboard here.
Why not?
This barge is mine. Belongs to me.
By what right?
By right it belongs to me. Yeah, what's your name?
Davidson.
Well, now, if he was to pay rent for this barge...
How much?
Well, 5 shillings. 5 shillings a week.
Yes, 2 weeks.
Nah, you keep it. What would I want with rent?
But you just said that...
Look,
it was...
these barges get pushed into the mud along the riverbank when they're finished with. I clean them up a bit. And whoever wants to live here pays a bit of rent. If anyone ever lives here. Nah, not often they do. Of course, it's different with a friend. I wouldn't charge a friend rent. Nice to have a friend down here. It's a bit lonely sometimes.
I suppose so.
How'd you get on this spot? Know this part of the river?
I lived around here when I was a boy. Well, near Gravesend.
You staying long?
I don't know. You always carry that shotgun with you?
Oh, most times, just for effect.
You have prowlers, eh?
Sometimes. My barge was gone through a few months back. Here, you like a cup of tea?
No, thanks.
Wouldn't take a minute. Fire's going on my barge.
No.
Oh, well, I can come back with it later. Yeah, I think it's going to be cold this evening.
Look, why don't you leave me alone?
Well, I'll come back with some blankets now. Let me see. You'll need cooking things, chair, mirror. Well, I've got all those things.
I told you, leave me alone.
All right. I'll just get a bit lonely, that's all. What are you doing around here, Mr. Davidson?
That's my business.
Well, I can't deny it is, can I? Oh, well, I'll see you later. Make yourself at home.
Just a minute.
Yes?
I don't suppose you've ever heard the name Pusey.
Pusey? No, but...
Driver?
Driver? Yes, I've heard that name.
Used to run a fleet of barges.
Oh, him. Yes, he's dead.
I see. How about his daughter, Faye?
Well, I heard she got married and went away. Oh, I'm not sure. Friends of yours?
Yes. Friends.
Well, there's a coffee shop run by a fellow named Gedge. It's just half a mile or so from here on the main road. His wife, Ella, seems to know everybody. You go along and ask her.
I will. First thing tomorrow.
Darling.
Hello, Dad.
A busy day for Superintendent Lowther.
Oh, so, sir.
Let me help you with that coat. Even after 10 years of marriage, I'd suddenly feel quite lost if you managed to take your overcoat off without help. In some ways, you're a clumsy man. There.
Thanks.
Darling, is something wrong?
Faye, my dear, Davidson's out.
Other Davidson could I mean?
Why on earth should it worry me?
He came out with a bad report.
How do you mean?
From the prison governor. Oh, he was well behaved inside, but he may not be so well behaved now he's out.
Why not? Bob, tell me why not?
He seems to think he's got a grievance against the witnesses who gave evidence at his trial.
Don't they all?
At the time, yes. But for it to last 12 years, that's a long time to remember.
There might be some point to this if...
Yes?
if Davidson's grievance was justified...
It isn't.
I didn't lie.
He said you and your father and Pusey lied about that other man.
Bob, the important thing seems to be your opinion. Since we married, I've often thought you must have one. You've never talked about the trial or my relationship with Davidson.
I wanted to forget Davidson. I've always felt I was rather lucky to marry you.
Then you don't believe I committed perjury at the trial?
I've never asked myself that question till now.
Till now? If you had any doubt, you must have asked it again and again inside your own mind.
You're my wife, and I love you. Isn't that the right answer?
Is that the answer you want to give?
A house dinner?
Is it?
I'm ravenous.
Bob!
Yes?
What are you going to do?
Wait.
For Davidson to find me?
We can't move till he moves. And at the moment, he's in Kent.
He's gone back there. Then he is looking for all of us.
Bletchley's gone down to watch him. Pusey's down there somewhere. I'm afraid he'll kill Pusey if they meet.
Thanks.
You're a new face.
Could I have some tea, please?
Yeah, of course. Elsa!
Yeah?
Tea for the gentleman. Pick them out.
Blooming foreigners. Not worth their keep. You make a second new face this morning, you know.
Who's the other one?
That gent over there. Says he's a land agent.
Oh. The place is going ahead.
Excuse me.
Yeah?
How much do I owe you?
Oh, two bob, thanks.
Much obliged.
Tart.
I say, it's cold, isn't it? Do you mind if I warm my hands at the fire? I can see it in that room.
Just go through, help yourself.
Much obliged.
Don't mince. Help, sir!
Honey!
Get a move on! Now, I can't imagine what a land agent wants down here. End of the earth. Them sirens going moo, moo, day and night, like a lot of cows. It's nice to see a new face.
As a matter of fact, I'm trying to get on the track of an old friend of mine. I don't know whether you know him. Tim Pusey?
Pusey? Yeah. Yeah, just a minute. Gedge, do you know anyone named Pusey?
No, but I'll ask around.
Thanks. If you should hear of him, tell him if he'll leave a message. Let me know where I can see him. He'll hear something to his advantage.
Something to his advantage? Fancy.
Righto, drop in tonight. Might have something for you then. A lot of people come and go here, you know. Oops. Oh, that tea's hot.
Well, say, you clumsy little...
I'm so sorry.
Sorry. You might have burnt me arm severe, you...
Leave her to me, Gedge.
Rabbit foreigners.
You're always so clumsy. What do you think you're paid for? To spill tea all over people? I've a good mind. Oh,
please, Mrs. Gedge, if you hold my arm so tight, if it's been some more... Oh, please, it hurts. Hey,
what's wrong? You have to be so rough with the girl. It was an accident, wasn't it?
She's so clumsy. Foreigner off a boat. Don't know why we bother to keep a rope over her head.
I suppose she works hard.
Oh, thank you. Here's your tea, sir.
Never mind. Thanks, I'm going.
Now, look what you've done. The gentleman doesn't want his tea. Oh, go on, get some coke for the stove.
Yes, Mrs. Gitch.
Look, the tea's all right. Don't blame her. I'll drink it now. But I'd like to come back tonight.
Righto. You must want to find your friend Pusey very badly.
I do.
Superintendent Lowther?
Hello, Bletchley here, sir.
Oh, yes, Bletchley, what is it?
I'm in a phone box near Gravesend, sir. A few minutes ago, I heard Davidson asking after Pusey in a coffee shop. He's going back there tonight to see if they have any news of Pusey.
All right, Bletchley, stick with him. I'll come down at once.
Hello, Davidson. I've been waiting for you.
What do you want?
My name's Craig. I want to talk to you.
How do you know my name?
I remember it from 12 years back. I want a story for my newspaper.
Newspaper? Get out of here.
Now, look, Davidson. Don't be a fool!
I said get out! Craig? Craig?
My head against the wall. You might have killed me.
I'm sorry. Don't let me help you up.
Well, I suppose I deserved it.
No, Just get out.
Look, I'm friendly when you get to know me.
Who sent you here?
I told you, my paper. Oh, you know, you shouldn't go off with a bang like that on strangers. Save it for those you know. Pusey, for one.
Pusey?
Now, how about a story?
If your paper will print the truth, they can have a story. But it isn't finished yet. There's some loose ends to be tidied up.
Pusey? Driver? And the girl?
Yes.
Driver's dead.
I know. We're up Pusey and Faye Driver.
I wouldn't know.
Sure?
Yes. Look, Davidson, why don't you try to realize that revenge isn't sweet? All right, you've done 12 years inside, and you've thought of Pusey and Faye Driver, and you've lived to get out...
They lied at my trial.
It's a funny thing. I can't imagine that man called Delaney disappearing without a trace. I mean, if he was a man running from the law, wouldn't Lowther have known it at the time?
I don't think his name was Delaney. I don't think Lowther even bothered to find out if there was any man running from the law at that time.
Lowther's a very reliable man, you know. He's come a long way. He's a superintendent now.
Well, I'm an ex-convict. I needn't have been. That's the point, Craig.
Perhaps it is. Now, look, I wouldn't do anything foolish. I mean about Pusey and Faye Driver.
Pusey's down here somewhere, isn't he?
I don't know.
Well, I'll find out. And when I do, I'll prove that I didn't kill Spencer Boyd.
Thanks for stopping, Lowther. Can I have a lift?
What else did I stop for?
Oh, gossip.
All right, Craig. If your paper sent you down here to cover the Davidson story, do it. But keep out of my hair.
I'll try, Superintendent, I'll try. But there are factors against an impersonal approach.
And what does that mean?
I've just talked with Davidson. He still maintains there was such a man as Delaney.
If Delaney was the man we fished out of Driver's barge, where did Boyd go?
Well, his body could have been taken down the river by the tide.
Look, Davidson stood trial and was found guilty. That's over.
I don't think so. He feels that Pusey and Faye Driver committed perjury at his trial. If they did, they could get 5 years apiece. And if he got near them...
He won't.
He expects to get Pusey's address tonight. Bletchley told me.
Well, if he does, he'll have to slog over to Pusey's on foot while we drive. We'll get there before him.
Small consolation. He's waited 12 years. He could wait a bit longer to get Pusey.
That will not happen.
I hope not. By the way, any idea where Faye Driver is these days?
Why do you ask?
Well, it's a pretty natural question to ask. After Pusey comes Faye, according to Davidson. Well, I just wondered where she is, who she married, how her husband's going to feel about all this.
Good evening. Did you ask about Tim Pusey for me?
Yeah, so did Gedge. He got all of Pusey's address. Gedge? I expect he's out in the yard somewhere.
Do you know where Pusey lives?
Where was it? I've had like a sip for names. Now, Brewster's, was it? No, Drewster's, that's it. Drewster's Terrace, Main Road, Gravesend.
Thanks. Is there any transport up to Gravesend at this hour?
It's quicker to walk. Go out through the yard and keep to the left. You can't miss the path.
Thanks very much.
Good evening.
Oh, you're back again. What'll it be?
Is there a phone I can use?
Well, we don't usually let people use it as a rule, but I expect it's all right. Outside in the hall. Help yourself.
Thank you.
Hop to it, Bletchley, and then I'll drive you over to Gravesend.
Look, Mr. Craig, Mr. Lowther won't like this. I wish you wouldn't hang about. I know you've got your job to do, same as me, but I don't like the way you're doing it.
You. Keep quiet, all right.
No.
You, what are you doing in this shed? On my property. Hop in before I...
Why, you... Thank you. Now go outside.
No, thank you.
You can both clear out. Go on, get off. Go on, Elsa. He can have you. I'll fetch you a little foreigner. Paid and fed you. And you ain't worth it neither. Go on, get out.
Oh, thank you. It was terrible. I was getting caught from the shed.
Have you got anywhere to go?
Not there.
All right. Now listen. I'm going to Gravesend. I expect we're there most of the night. Go down the road and across the marshes to the barge near the river. That's mine. You can stay there till the morning.
Oh, thanks.
But you've got to be gone by the morning. You understand?
Yeah. You will be careful.
Careful? Why should I?
I can't guess. Twice you come into the shop and I notice you look worried, as if there is something bad you have to face. You say a man is your friend. I do not believe that. I think he...
Go on before I change my mind. Go on and mind your own business. And I will be careful.
The street's like a morgue.
What do you expect it to in the morning, Craig?
Davidson still there?
Yes, on the other side, near Pusey's house. Pusey knows Davidson's around.
Oh, yeah. The death watch. I'll go further down, have a few words with Superintendent Lowther. Hello, Lowther. Enjoying it?
Are you?
You know, the more I watch, the more I feel Davidson is quite right. I mean, he served 12 years he didn't deserve.
It's a wonder you don't say something about that in your paper. You harp on it enough.
Oh, now, look, I'm not a ruthless man, nor am I impatient. I like the facts first. I like to be sure of Davidson's innocence before I write anything.
You'll never be sure.
If I found Faye Driver, I might be. If Davidson found her, we might be. The interesting part of it all is, Davidson was madly in love with her at the time of the trial.
Shut up. I can't watch Pusey's house and listen to you at the same time.
Who do you find more interesting? Pusey? Or me? Or should I say, Fay?
Just what are you getting at, Craig?
Justice. For all. I say, Pusey's lights are going on again.
He's been turning them on and off like that for 2 hours. The man's got the jitters.
Wouldn't you?
Davidson's moved.
What?
He's not on that corner.
Perhaps he's gone inside Pusey's house from the back.
Will someone come on over here? Come on over, help me!
Listen, constable, over you go, quickly. Get a Pusey before Davidson gets there. Go on, hurry it up.
It was awful. I couldn't stand it. I couldn't stand it any longer.
Pull yourself together, man. Did Davidson get into the house?
No, I've never seen him. I waited up. I walked from room to room and everything was so quiet. Cat scratched at the back door, board creaked in the kitchen. Noises, every one of them I thought was Davidson coming in to do me.
It's all right, sir. Just saw Davidson making off down the road.
Oh, thanks, Bletchley.
Oh, he's off his rocker, if you ask me.
I think that's very likely, Pusey.
Craig, be quiet.
He came here to kill you, Pusey. He'll come back.
Will you be quiet?
I want to be locked up, see? Lock me up. I don't want to stay here. Davidson ain't going to do for me, even if I did lie to this trial.
Are you?
You're alive.
I want to make a statement. When you knocked at my door tonight and warned me Davidson was back, I thought I could see it through, but I can't. I want to make a statement. I lied at his trial. He didn't kill anybody. He didn't kill Spencer Boyd. I lied. Captain Driver lied. His daughter Faye lied. Davidson didn't kill anyone.
Hello?
I slept on Jackson's barge last night. I told you to be gone by this morning.
I cleaned the place, the stove, the floor, and see, I put flowers on the table.
You can't stay here.
You can't stay here. I hear that all the time in Europe. You can't stay. Go.
Where's your family?
Dead. If you would permit, I can cook, I can clean. I won't be any trouble.
I don't want anybody here.
Because of this bad thing that worries you.
There's nothing bad.
There is. I know there is. When I was clumsy in the shop and spilled the tea, you smiled. I thought perhaps you knew the same about me. Well, bad things have happened to me, but I am not bad. I thought perhaps you would not mind if I stay here.
If I saw somebody beating a dog, I'd try to stop them, the same as I stopped Gage from... But that doesn't mean I want to keep a dog.
Oh, I thought it... I didn't know...
Oh, no, look, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be cruel.
I do not think you could be really cruel. I do not think you really mind that I am here.
I do mind.
Because you don't like me?
That has nothing to do with it.
Then what is it?
It's my business. I don't have to stand here and discuss it with you.
No, but sometimes it is dangerous to keep bad things inside. It is better to talk about them, for you can see the picture better then. Sometimes when you talk these bad things look less important, and that helps. It helps to begin a new life for you.
Is that what you practice?
Oh, yes. Last night, lying here, I forgot the bad things. It helped me to be happy. Last night, I have been happier than I ever remember. You see, our village was burnt when I was 12. What happened to my mother and my father, I never knew. Since then, I have never had a home. There, I was happy. Until now.
That must have been terrible.
I am not wanting pity.
Well, that's good. It makes it easier for me.
Easier?
Yes. I mean, you'll have to find somewhere else to go.
Oh, it is not only being here that makes me happy.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
It is being here with you.
You don't even know who I am.
That does not matter. You can know some people a whole lifetime and not know them. Others in a few days. In 10 years, I have seen many people. Many men. Most bad. I am not wrong when I think I see somebody good.
Well, you're wrong about me.
You say so, but I am not. You do not think people, good people, should try to be happy together?
Some people, perhaps.
I mean us.
Oh, now, look here. You can stay till tomorrow.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
But you've got to get out tomorrow, understand? I don't want you here. You understand? I have things to do and you'd get in the way.
No, 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 I wouldn't.
Look, now, don't talk me down. I say you would. Tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. Oh, thank you. Tomorrow is a promise of better things.
Who is it?
Good morning.
And what do you want?
I'll go.
No, Elsa, this won't take long.
The lady from Gedge's shop?
You know, why ask?
Davidson, I'm here because I'm on your side.
Or because you want a story?
No, no. I want to help you.
Now, look here.
Let him help you, Davidson.
His name's Philip.
Philip.
I like you, you know.
Thank you.
I'm glad Davidson's found a friend in you. He needs someone like you, someone he can trust. You're so different to Faye.
Shut up. What do you want?
Fusey gave himself up last night. He made a statement to Lowther. He confessed that he lied at your trial.
And that means Lowther's bound to follow through and clean up the whole mess.
That's right. Of course, he could resign. That might make it easier for him.
What are you talking about?
Before I answer that, Davidson, I believe you wouldn't have killed Pusey last night if you'd got the chance. I don't believe you're a man like that. I believe if you found Faye again, you'd look at her and realize one overwhelming truth. That revenge doesn't matter a hoot after all. That it isn't the rot in your bones, the obsession in your mind. I believe that you'd find a fresh wind blowing on your soul and a future. A kind, bright future staring you in the face.
You're talking rubbish.
Am I? Pusey told Lowther last night that there was a man named Delaney on that barge. He swears Boyd killed him. Now, the question is, what's happened to Boyd?
He drowned or was burned, and the tide took his body down the river.
Or he could still be alive.
What makes you think so?
Well, couldn't he?
Yes. Yes, and if he was, he'd change his name.
There's no doubt of that, but he'd worry. He'd worry a lot about you, especially when he heard you were out. Like Pusey and Faye, he'd think, perhaps it's just a matter of time before he catches up with me.
Go on.
I put this to Pusey. He denied that Boyd was living, or that he'd heard from him lately. But I think he lied.
Did Lowther think so?
Lowther? Now, there's a man in a tight corner. A very tight corner. He's not likely to do more than resign. But if I were you, I'd get up to London and ask his wife if she's heard from Boyd lately.
His wife? Why Lowther's wife?
Lowther married Faye Driver.
Thanks. I'll go up to London.
Nothing.
Leave me alone.
Oh, it's not worth your trouble. Stay here. You can't get into any trouble here.
Elsa, when a man's been in prison for 12 years for a murder he didn't commit, he wants to clear his name. He wants to get the smell of the bucket, the prison out of his system. Can't you understand that?
Yeah,
I want more than that, Craig. I want Faye Lowther to pay. And Boyd to pay if he's alive.
Now, see what you have done.
I'll be back as soon as possible, Elsa.
No, please come back. Don't go. Oh, please, Philly. Please.
Elsa, my dear, if I thought Davidson would kill, do you imagine I'd tell him where to find Faye Lowther? Philip Davidson won't be any good till he meets her face to face and shrugs her off. And that's what he'll do.
You're not sure? You can't be sure, can you?
No. No. I'm hoping desperately that I haven't misjudged him.
All right, Bob, darling. For heaven's sake, don't be so impatient. I'm coming. Darling,
Back inside.
Oh, you can't come in.
I said inside. You know me?
Yes.
And I know you. You haven't changed much.
Philip.
Hardly a grey hair in your head. Look at me. I'm quite grey.
You'd better go before I call my husband.
As far as I know, Lowther's still down in Kent. I've just come from there.
You'd better go before... I'll call the police. I'll...
Come back.
No, don't.
Keep still. I said keep still.
Philip, you won't.
Pusey gave himself up last night.
Pusey.
You remember Pusey? Pusey and Boyd and Delaney and you and me, all of us in that cabin the night the barge caught fire. Delaney, I said Delaney was there.
Yes.
You lied about that.
Yes.
It was Delaney's body Lowther fished out of the river.
I wasn't sure.
You said you were sure at the trial.
Yes, but my father, he was afraid. He said he'd get 5 years for helping Delaney escape from the law. He told us to be quiet.
Who was Delaney?
I don't know.
That wasn't his right name, was it?
I don't know.
But your husband must have a few clues.
I never discussed it with him.
You married Lowther just to be on the safe side.
I love him.
Love. Remember me? You loved me. Remember the nights on the barge when I came aboard, when you... When... Love. Yes, Lowther must have had a few clues about Delaney, I mean. If he was running from the law, there must have been someone wanted about that time. Someone who fitted Delaney in height, build, age, and teeth. Teeth are always a devil of a giveaway. But Lowther conveniently forgot about another man on the barge. He didn't do his duty because he'd have had to put you up on a perjury charge. Well, I hear he's going to resign.
Philip, I'm sorry. It's over and done. Let me go, please. Let me go. Ah! Philip, don't!
That's all. Funny, Craig was right. He said I wouldn't kill you when I met you. And now I couldn't care less. The thing I've planned for 12 years is empty. It doesn't matter anymore. You don't matter. But there is one thing.
Anything, Philip. Anything to help you now.
Where's Boyd?
How do you know he's alive?
I just know.
You're guessing.
Delaney's body was found. What happened to Boyd? Did the tide take his body, or did he get away from that burning barge?
I don't know.
Now listen, I might start hating you again if you keep lying. I might think it's worthwhile to remember what you did to me. You must have panicked when you heard I was out.
Yes, I was frightened.
So was Pusey.
I haven't seen Pusey.
But most of all, Boyd must have been the most frightened. He'd want to know what was happening. And the quickest way to find out would be to get in touch with Superintendent Lowther's wife. Did he get in touch?
No.
Now, look, there's a car stopping outside. Don't move. Don't make a sound. I want to look out there. Now, don't move. Ah, it's Lowther's car.
In your only sense, you'll get out here before he comes in.
I'll get out if you tell me where I can find Boyd. Where is he? Where is he?
Berry and Company. Shad Thomas is the name of the firm at the Pool. He calls himself Berry.
Well, well. No one's going to blame me if I kill him.
You want something, Dent?
I want to see Mr. Berry.
I'm his chauffeur. What's the name?
Tell him I'm from Mrs. Lowther.
All right, then. Hang on.
Yes?
Excuse me, Gov. There's a gent here to see you.
What's his name?
Well, he didn't give none. He says he's from a Mrs. Lowther.
Oh. Send him up.
All right, then, boss. Well, then, matey, you're in luck. The boss doesn't usually see no one on his off days. He's waiting for you in his office. Straight up them stairs there, the first door on the right.
Thanks.
Do for you.
Mr. Berry.
Yes. Sit down.
No.
My chauffeur said you came from Mrs. Faye Lowther.
That's right.
I don't think I know you.
I've just come up from Kent.
Kent?
Did Pusey tell you?
I don't know.
Pusey told you where I was.
I said I don't know
Pusey. It's a wonder Faye didn't phone you and tell you I was on my way over.
Now, look here. I'm a busy man. I have a lot of bookwork to do.
Leave that drawer alone. Put your hands on the desk. Do as I tell you, Boyd, or I'll shoot.
Well?
I suppose I could kill you here and now and get off scot-free. I've done my time already.
An interesting legal point, David.
Well, here's another. I can thank a decent man for pointing it out to me. I've got 12 years of agony to get out of my system before I can be a human being again. And I don't see why I shouldn't get it out on you. Now, come on, stand up. You bought your life at the expense of mine. Everything you have, I paid for. That's for my first day in prison. And here they come. The months again. All the miserable, lousy hours, days, months and years of bitterness. It's funny. When you come to the point, revenge isn't worth it. You plan it and plan it. And then when you start, it makes you feel as filthy as the other person. And I'd hate to feel as filthy as you. I expect Lowther will be around for you pretty soon.
That's where you're wrong, matey.
Shoot him. Stop him. Stop him.
I said, Mr. Berry ain't been in today.
When will he be in?
Well, tomorrow, next day.
Anything upstairs, Bletchley?
No, Craig, not a thing.
Here, what's this all about, then?
Are you sure Mr. Berry hasn't been in?
That's what I said.
Lowther, come over here.
Right, what's wrong?
What do you make of that stain on the boards?
That's blood. Come on, you. How did that blood get on the floorboard?
Blood?
Yes. You want to tell us now or later at Scotland Yard? It depends on your choice. How will you come out of this?
I don't know nothing about it. I'm just Mr. Berry's chauffeur. I don't know a thing.
He was here today?
Yes.
And he did have a visitor?
Yes, big man, grey hair. Didn't give no name. Said he was from Mrs. Faye Lowther.
Your cue, Lowther.
Go on, man, the rest of it, quick.
Well, as the man come downstairs, Mr. Berry shot him in the arm. I stood and watched a bewildered lark, and then Mr. Berry chased him through this warehouse and lost him in the pool. Then he comes back and took a car. He said he was off to Kent. Funny place to go all of a sudden.
He's gone down after Davidson.
Obviously.
Craig, you forced this thing to a head. If anything happens to Davidson now, I'll make it hot for you.
I'd start thinking about your own position if I were you. I forced merely for Davidson's own sake. And I don't think I've done a bad job so far.
Bletchley, we want a fast car. We're going back to Kent. And I only hope we're not too late.
I can see him coming.
Yes. Now, remember what I told you. Keep quiet.
He's been hurt. He's holding his arm.
Be quiet.
Why did he blood on his sleeve?
That's right. My chauffeur missed him last time. I won't miss him this time.
You? Dead gun. You? Oh, no.
You want it first? Not another word or you'll get it. Let him come.
I said he'd just come in. Something bad could happen if you come in. Just come in.
I've been waiting for you, Davidson.
Please, no, don't do it.
This time...
Don't do it to him!
It's all right. It's all right now, Elsa.
I had to do it, Davidson.
I'm glad. Thanks, Jax.
I saw there was some trouble over here, and I brought the shotgun over.
I was so afraid.
Bletchley! Bletchley, this way! Down here!
Come in, sir.
Davidson, there's more men coming.
It's all right. I know.
What did one hurt you, Vincent?
No.
Now I can see it. You look different. Nothing bad is going to happen now.
No.
Bletchley, take a look at Boyd.
Right, sir.
Are you all right?
Yes.
How about that arm?
I will see to it.
Yes, I'm sure you will.
He's dead, sir.
I had to. He had a gun leveled at Davidson. There was nothing else I could do.
Yes, I can see that. Well, Craig, you satisfied? You've got the whole story now?
Yes. But what I hand to my editor depends on you. I'm willing to be told how to write this one.
Thanks. Fay will be grateful.
What about the old man with the gun? What'll happen to him?
Oh. He might get fined for not having a gun license.
Well, I suppose we should be getting home.
Yes, I suppose we should. Come on, Bletchley.
Righto, sir.
Goodbye, Davidson.
Goodbye.
Philip.
Yes, Ilsa.
Can I stay? Till tomorrow?
Yes, till tomorrow.
Sure to tune in next Wednesday night at 8 and every Wednesday night for the week's finest radio entertainment brought to you for your listening pleasure by your hosts, the Brewers of Castle Lager. So until next week then, a very good night to you all.